Now I want to ask you something about your childhood a little bit. Tell me some of the kind of games you played when you were a child.
I used to play a lot of cricket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of cricket did you play?
Well, you see, in them days, we used to play bat and ball. Mm-hmm. You know, wind ball
cricket.
And now and again, we play hard ball, mm-hmm. but we used to make the ball them out of bicycle tube.
Oh, yeah? And wound it up?
Yeah. No, the bicycle tube, you cut them off.
Yeah.
By pieces.
Yeah.
And then you get like a golf ball or your can and you pong them up and then you put them on.
Yeah.
And I go into the book accordingly.
Yeah. It comes off and you know, I understand.
Yeah, so it comes on. Mm-hmm. So in them days you used to play rubber ball.
Mm-hmm. But you never played, did you play rounders?
Well, maybe.
That was the girls really.
We used to mostly deal with him. Football, I didn't clean about that. They used to play. Yeah. Sometimes we used to play. Village against village.
Uh-huh.
We used to play like Upper Monk Hill against Low Monk Hill.
Uh-huh.
We used to play Grandstand against on here.
Uh-huh.
You know, after you pass over the bridge,
uh-huh.
you know that's a different area.
Uh-huh.
All of the John England.
Uh-huh.
So we used to play John England. We used to play.
What's the neighborhood over the bridge?
We call it across the bridge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right across. They have that's the name.
They have different. Oh, was a game, or that
no,
was that was, that
there's
was an
a,
area.
There's a name. There's a name. Well, when I say across the bridge, you see, like how they just put it up,
mm-hmm.
and they had a little restaurant. They still got the DS.
Uh-huh.
So they named the bridge across the bridge. They named the restaurant. Across the bridge.
Across the bridge, yeah. Okay. I see.
That, so they have it at that.
Uh-huh. Did you play any other kinds of games? Remember when you were little?
Well, you know, maybe I remember was I used to play football now and again, but cricket wasn't very favorable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, maybe dig up on football with cricket.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me anything about the wind ball cricket, how that differed from regular cricket, other than you use one tennis ball?
Okay. Cricket, football, it gives you more exercise
mm-hmm.
and the real hard ball.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you play in wind ball. If we're in Temunaki, you got to run.
Yeah.
And then you have to play, like, knock a ball, run as well as you pick up a side.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to hit the ball to move.
Mm-hmm.
So, I give your body more exercise
mm-hmm.
and the real hard ball.
Yeah.
The, you know, the hard ball, you know.
Well, they stand around.
Yeah, you stand around. Right, but the hard ball, now you can't go too close up.
Yeah, right. Underneath. Yeah. Well, in football, you got to run all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, that's constantly running.
So, well, the football, the wind ball, really is bad as that.
Uh-huh.
But, as I say, it gives you a lot of exercise because when the ball jump, I can't even. So you gotta go to catch it before you go over the ball.
Right.
So, but you know, when a hard ball jump, it jump and it gone.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. I want to ask you also another thing about childhood. But do you remember any Jumbie stories from when you were a child? Tell me about the Jumbie. What can you tell me? What did you tell about the Jumbie?
When I named the guy, you know, old people meet at that one.
Yeah.
Old Jumbie.
Yeah.
If they want to go sleep, and you know, you will, you're afraid.
Yeah.
I said, look, you make too much noise.
Mm-hmm.
The Jumbie will come and take the voice. And I go anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes they say, man, you know, you have to bring out some story when anybody, your new boyfriend, I went inside and you're chilling. And you started, from the time you started talking about Jumbie, they're gone.
Uh-huh.
They don't want